defensively, really a tale of two halves. Got to give Atlanta's offense a lot of credit. They made way too many big plays against us in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought battle. First half, like I said, we handled pretty well. They came out in the second half, and they gave us everything they had. Give them credit. You know, they stuck with what they were good at, and now they moved the ball.
Come out and finish in that manner was just poor on our part, defensively speaking. You know, seemed like we just had a tough time covering him, getting Matt Ryan off the spot from that pressure inside. And overall, they just they played a very good second half. And, you know, at this point in the season, we can't allow that to happen. So
those guys got in the rhythm, got a little bit too comfortable, you know, throwing pitch and catch. And that's something we got to work on. You know, we won the game.
You know, they had a heck of a second half, but, you know, we're fortunate our offense put up more points.
It kind of wasn't nobody there till the end, but, you know, we stuck to what we were doing, and we continued to work for us, and we were able to put points up.
You know, we wanted to jump out on them fast. We knew it wasn't going to be an easy game, and, you know, at some point we was going to have to hold them off. So, you know, jumping up to that lead definitely helped a little bit.
You know, they fought all the way until the end, and it took us continuing to pick up first downs that last drive to, you know, be able to steal the game.
They was going to play hard. You know, we got to finish a lot better, you know. I'm happy with the win, but, you know, to give up all those points, we got to, you know, do a little better job with that.
You know, this is a tough league, and there's no easy game. Week in and week out, we have a great opponent that we have to prepare for and find a way to get victories. And, you know, they came in today and played their butts off and gave us the toughest challenge, and we were able to find a way.
Well, I think it's just a reminder, you got to play four quarters, you know. We had 31 the first half, and then only 12 in the second half.
You know, it's not a setback, but it's a learning opportunity and a learning experience of where we need to get better.
You can take something from every game. Obviously, there's areas that we need to improve on, but it's great to be in those. It's great to be in situations where the kickoff return has to, you know, kind of do a hands look and recover that. We had to go to our hands team and recover one. Again, I think it's the third week in a row now that we've done four-minute drill and be able to grind it out a little bit at the end to get some first downs. So, You want to work on all aspects of the game, and that's big, so it's good to get that.
Messed up quite a bit. With the fundamentals dropping into our zone coverage and passing off the receivers and stuff like that. So, you know, we'll definitely improve that, and we'll get better at it.
Julio was tough to stop. Matt played great, and thankfully, you know, we did a good job of limiting our punts tonight and finishing off some drives.
You're not going to play your best every game. You're not going to shut teams down every game. So, you know, leaving out of here, we're happy with the win. There are obviously things that we could get better on and correct, and we're going to do that, and we're going to move on to next week very quickly.
We'll take a look at the film. You know, we got a very good Buffalo team. You know, we're going to have to play in their house, so definitely some adjustments will have to be made, especially on this short week.
But we have plenty to clean up. We're on a short week to Buffalo, a very tough contest. I know in a preliminary game plan that this is going to be a tough one to go get.